welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Hockey and Hops 2018 is in the books. It was a great time. The combination Beer Fest and Brookings Blizzard hockey game was Saturday at Larson Ice Center. Attendees got to sample more than two dozen South Dakota beers and talk with some of the brewers and owners, and then watch the Blizzard beat the Minnesota Wilderness 3-2, and I didn't fall on my butt during the ceremonial puck drop. All good. One of the cool things about the event, the number of West River breweries that took part, and I took the opportunity to talk with a couple of them. Steve Shivers is co-owner of Dakota Shivers and Lead with his wife and brewer, Linda. Steve says Dakota Shivers is a tiny brewery.
We've been around for over 3 years, but we are about as tiny as you get. We brew, you know, people talk barrels, but we brew 70 gallons at a time. So we brewed almost 100 barrels of beer yet last year. Where I hear the Knuckle Brewery is putting in 120 barrel breweries in their new brewery. So we are very small, but that gives us a lot of freedom to do things that other people can't.
They're in a historic building in Lead.
It's a, you know, they call a contributing structure to the National Historic District. It's a 100-plus-year-old little wooden false front building, and right on Main Street in Lead, and we only hold 33 people inside. Of course, we have, you know, we have a deck and a courtyard out back, so there is room for more. And you know, we have a great time there, and we have a great following. We just can't believe how well we've been received by the community, and then we get people in from all over the country all the time that say, "Oh, you know, we'll be back." And we are kind of think of ourselves as a hidden gem. We don't distribute anywhere, so if you want our beer, you have to come to our tap room.
Hockey and Hops was the first time Dakota Shivers had poured their beer East River, and the beers they brought were among the favorites at the fest.
We have some seasonals that locals have come to depend on. I brought the wet hopped red this year. Wet hop means that the hops have to be from the vine into the brew kettle within 24 hours. We grew our own hops, and we brew this one batch a year, and so that keg is here for tonight. So another one of our most popular beers is our smoked wheat jalapeno beer. We call it detonation delay. That's kind of a mining term because we're in the gold mining town, right? So we brought that. This is a year-old batch, and it's aged really well. We're pretty excited about it. And that's one of the ones we served at the 605 Festival up in the Black Hills where we got the pick of the crowd there.
If you couldn't tell, Steve is very enthusiastic about their beer and the craft beer scene in the Black Hills and South Dakota. Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues.
Isolation, alcoholic fermentation, NADH oxidation. Give me a beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we hear from some of the breweries who participated in Hockey and Hops in Brookings. Another West River brewery at the festival, Lost Cabin Brewing of Rapid City. Jesse Scheitler is co-owner.
Oh, we're having a good time making beer. You know, we're pretty proud of what we make anyway, and we starting to bring it East River a little bit, and you know, dip into the Brookings and Sioux Falls markets, and let them know we're out there.
Absolutely.
So far, so good.
So Jesse, tell us about Lost Cabin Brewing.
So we're at 1401 West Omaha Street. We share a building with Black Hills Bicycles and Peak Sports, and we got 18 taps rolling all the time. We got 12 in the main bar, and then we have a separate barrel aged room that has some tequila barrel aged, some rum barrel aged. We're playing with red and white wine barrels. So we got 18 taps going all the time, and having a good time doing it. We kind of geared towards the outdoors, sponsor a lot of mountain bike races and community events like that, and you know, real close with the mountain bikers and the rock climbers and the hikers, the bikers.
Jesse says they like to bring the flavor and feel of the Black Hills into their beer.
We collaborate with a lot of local businesses. We just launched a pecan porter with a gal in town that makes organic nut butters. So she sourced some pecans for us. We do a coffee stout with a company called Pier Bean locally that we've been working with them, roasting a specialty blend of coffee just for that beer.
There was a lot of great beer at Hockey and Hops, among my favorites. The Dakota Shivers hand-hewn red, that was a wet hop beer. Fabulous, one of the best I tasted at the festival. Other standouts included Drink Local Ale from Wooden Legs, the Hazy Pale Ale from Lost Cabin, really good, Snobbery from Wood Grain, always a good beer, and an old school, big and bitter IPA from Spearfish Brewing called Adventure Pants. That was a throwback, I liked it. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.